Oh, yeah, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of that sports show that you love to just crank up real loud. KBMFLP presents Rocks Jocks. I am Sean Rocks, sports guru, sports encyclopedia, and 1974 state free throw champion of the whole state of Montana, Elks hoop shoot style. Welcome to another show. We're in the doldrums of summer, where it's pretty darn hot out there. And the best thing to do when it's pretty darn hot out there is head to a swimming pool and just stay cool. I like to go to the water park and just be part of that lazy river. And sing that song, Down by the Lazy River by the Osmonds. Oh, yeah. What are you doing tonight? Anyway, yeah, it's been hot. And so I'm sure you all been out in the water and getting nice and cool, water skiing, swimming, boating, whatever you do in the water, fishing. Just make sure you do it because it's cold and it's the water is nice and cold. That's what I meant to say. All right, let's get to the sports world. We are coming up on to the Major League Baseball All-Star break. And I would like to take a look at the standings as we head into the baseball All-Star break. As we go into the All-Star break in the American League, the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Red Sox, the whole AL East is up for grabs, really, to tell you the truth. The farthest back, well, maybe not, because the Yankees got a, the Yankees are smoking. They got a 13-game lead. Other than the Yankees in that division, it's a pretty tight race. But the Yankees got a 13th, wow. In the AL Central, it's the Twins. Up by 2 games over the Guardians and up 3 games over the White Sox. And my beloved Tigers are only 12 back. In the West, it's the Astros still flexing their muscles. With the Mariners 9 games back and the Rangers, Angels, and A's probably out of it. In the National League, it's the Mets leading the Braves by 2.5. The Phillies are 8.5 games back. Marlins, Nationals are out of it. In the Central, Brewers got a half game lead over the Cardinals, and the rest of the division is out of it. In the West, it's the Dodgers with a 10 game lead over the Padres. 12.5 game lead over the Giants, the Rocks, and the Diamondbacks are out of it. So, some races are alive in the division, and it looks like wild card races are going to be what's important come the end of the year in baseball. Let's head to some other news before we get our hanger hair out of here. In the NBA, Nets won't trade Durant to the Raptors unless they get Barnes in the trade. Teams are jockeying for position. John Wall is headed to L.A. I'm not sure if he's with the Lakers or the Clippers. The Clippers, I believe. Signed a 2-year deal with the Clippers. Man, that guy made a lot of money doing nothing. That's for sure. James Harden vows to return to the top of his game, and we're about a month away from training camps. We're not a month away from training camps in the NFL. We're about a week away from training camps in the NFL. Next week, we'll dive into the NFL season to come and check out the All-Star game results and any other sporting activity I need to address you, I will. So in the meantime and in between time, my advice to everyone out there right now is to go outside and play! I'm Sean Rocks, a metal man. Listen to my Metal Shop Radio Saturday nights, 8 p.m., now in prime time. For everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am the metal man, Sean Rocks. Till next week, always remember, never forget, those who rock are those who win. In the meantime, in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rock Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.